Welcome to the Reimagine Your Family podcast, the bonus material. In this short 15-minute segment, we run through a speed of presence safe space exercise called Triggers and Transformations. Follow along with the exercise and then listen to the debrief afterwards and see what you discover in this exercise. After 17 years of creating and leading businesses, teams, and projects worldwide, I discovered the formula for creating closeness, connection, and a feeling of belonging in my business, my team, and my family. Imagine a world where we all feel supported to live our best lives and to be the best that each one of us can be. Imagine having the kind of support system in place for you, your friends, your family, and the people that you work with where this is possible. Imagine being able to experience a sense of family, in the best sense of that word, everywhere that's important to us, so that our longing to be seen, supported, and encouraged is met no matter what. Just imagine feeling this way in our workplaces, in our businesses, and in our teams, so that we're developing our best life, and while we're doing it, we've got people around us that are cheering for us and that have our backs. This is the first spiritual podcast that shows normal people like you and me how to apply the principles of family systems, spirituality, and working with energy to create a sense of closeness and family in your business, on your team, and at home. So that you finally have the support systems in place that creates true and lasting success for you, your family, and your work. This is the Reimagine Your Family podcast. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this bonus material that we've created for you. My name is Trace Hobson. I'm the host of the Reimagine Your Family podcast, along with my family. And I want to welcome you here to this bonus material. This bonus material is designed to help you to begin to slow down and listen systemically to what you can hear inside of your own body, as well as in your family system. Because the truth is that we're all triggered at different times in our lives, and especially in our families. Now, the big misconception with this is that when we're triggered, that we should probably get away from that or stuff it or just ignore it. That is a huge mistake. The truth is that when we listen to these energetic invitations, they lead us into more and more awareness, wholeness, and presence so that we can show up in the fullness of who we are, share what is true for us, and live our best life. Enjoy this exercise that we've created for you. And remember to wait until the end, where we also give you details about how you can get more resources and exercises like this in our private Facebook group. Thanks so much for being here and enjoy this episode.
Something I've been thinking about this last couple of weeks that I thought we could do a bit of a meditation on is triggers and transformations. Because I notice some of you are triggered right now because so buckle up, everybody, because so what's a trigger? Anytime that I'm feeling anxious by like I'm something outside of me has happened, a situation, or I'm around somebody, or somebody has said something, any situation where my body has a reaction that feels sort of like a big, like it's like I feel almost like I was startled, but that there's anxiety connected to it, there's nervousness connected to it, there's anger, there's stress. So there's some sort of an emotion that has been triggered inside of me. And the circumstance might be the cause of it, but also it feels sometimes like there's more that it sort of taps on that's been there inside of me for a while. Let's do a quick meditation with this. Feel your body in your chair and find a comfortable position to let your body sit in. Close your eyes and take a deep breath and just allow your body to relax and be held by the chair. And as you breathe, just notice all of the things we've been talking about, the way that we felt coming together, the different thoughts that you've had, And just notice what's going on inside your body, and whatever is there is perfect. There's no right or wrong with this. Just take a deep breath. And as you breathe, notice the sounds in the space that you're in, the room that you're sitting in, any sounds that are there. And then take a breath and notice any of the sounds that are outside of the room. Now take a deep breath and just notice all of the different thoughts that are flowing through your mind. All of the different thoughts about what I'm saying right now or what's going on for you. Just notice all of them and take a deep breath and just allow your body to relax just a little more in the chair that it's sitting in. Now, as you take your next breath, bring to your awareness this idea of triggers that happen in your life. No need to judge those, no need to explain them or wish them away, or just notice this idea of being triggered and how that happens for you. And take a deep breath for just a moment to be with this idea. And then take your left hand and put it on your belly. And take a deep breath into your belly and tap into the intelligence of your body for a moment with your breath by breathing into that spot. And as you do, with one of the breaths, connect to your belly and ask your belly to share with you what it has to say about being triggered. So ask the question with your breath and then take a deep breath to listen to what your belly has to say about what's really going on when you get triggered. And just breathe to listen with your body rather than with the other parts that you might be used to listening with, like your intellect. What does your belly want you to know about being triggered that's important for you to be aware of? And once you've got some information, move your hand up to your heart. And take a deep breath into your heart. And as you breathe, just feel the breath fill your chest and fill your heart for a moment. When you're ready, take a deep breath and ask your heart to share with you what it wants you to know about the idea of being triggered and what's important for you to notice from your heart's perspective. And as you ask that question, remember to breathe, to listen to what your heart says. And all you have to do that is just breathe. As you breathe, what do you notice that your heart is saying is important for you to notice about being triggered? And once you've got some information, put one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart. And just breathe with both of those spots for a moment to connect them, to just sort of open up the front of your body and just allow yourself to breathe with both your heart and your belly at the same time. And once you've taken a couple of breaths into both these spots, take a deep breath into both of them and ask your body's intelligence who it's developing you to be through this whole idea of being triggered. Who is this developing you to be? In other words, what are the characteristics that this is developing in you? And then rather than answering that with your intellect, take a deep breath into both your heart and your belly and let them answer you. And as you breathe with whatever information shows up for you, that's perfect. Even if that's nothing, that's totally fine too. Just take a deep breath to thank your body for whatever it shared with you. And just breathe and be with this. And when you're ready, you can come back into the space, put your hands down, and open your eyes. Come back. We'll start the sharing with Dad again. And Dad, if you could share, what is it that you learned about being triggered from your belly? What did you learn from your heart? And who is this developing you to be? And whatever is here for you is perfect. So just take a deep breath and answer the question from the energy of the exercise rather than from your intellect.
I was really grateful to hear you say that if it's nothing, that's okay.
Yeah, why were you grateful about that?
Because I'm not, my tummy and my heart aren't talking a whole lot right now. I focused in on the sounds within the room and with outside the house. And what that was silence. Mm-hmm. And I was profoundly appreciative of the sound of silence, how much that has become okay with me as time has gone on.
What does that silence have to say about the times when you have been or are getting triggered by something that's going on around you? What are you learning from the silence?
I'm finding I don't have to be triggered. I've always been a very reactive person, especially with anger, temper, when I don't get my way, when I can't get someone to understand what it is I'm trying to say. I can be pretty frustrated and I'm easily triggered with the thought that maybe I don't measure up with the intellect that's around me, with the people that are around me. And I've always found that disappointing. And now, not so much.
So who do you notice that's developing you to be? What's the characteristic that God is developing you in there?
Dad, grandpa, husband, brother. In a much more defined way, much more comfortable, helpful, all of those things. That is me.
Thank you for sharing. Is there anything else that you want to say before we're complete?
Well, I don't think so. Just that I love you guys so much.
I love you too, Dad. All right, before you answer, Mom, take a deep breath into your body. Because you've had a chance to think a little bit now for your answer. So just breathe into your body and just let your body be in this too with you as you're sharing what you're learning from your belly and from your heart, and share whatever it is that your body wants to say, what wants to be said.
Well, as you know, I'm a very competitive person. I like to win. And circumstances trigger me, and it involves my fairness button. I think something's not fair, which is most of the time. That's how princesses think. my perception, I get quite angry inside, or I am hurt. And who I'm being developed to be is a mountain that's not going to be swayed by circumstances. And what I see that... a mountain of peace. And when you took me through that exercise, a smidgen of acceptance of the circumstances crept in, and I know it's going to grow. All I can do is accept what's going on at the moment and not feel responsible for it or try to fix it, just be. And that's always been hard for me, because I always thought if you pulled up your bootstraps, you tried a little harder, you can change it. The idea that I can't change it, I just have to accept it, is a novel one for me. There's a part of me that doesn't like it. And there's another part of me that feels a deep, deep peace that I'm no longer responsible for someone else.
All right, Kimberly, what are you learning from all of this as you breathe into your body and let your body say what wants to be said?
My belly spoke about safety and feeling the need to be safe, particularly with other people. My heart spoke about, in fact, needing people. So there's this like bit of a juxtaposition of like a pull away from my body, but a push forward from my heart. And it was interesting, just this understanding of, although it wasn't always safe, it can be. And what it was asking me to be is confident. But I also recognize, like, as I'm listening to everybody, I feel like the theme that seems to have emerged through all of our experience is this idea of self-acceptance. And I guess more room for ourselves, more space for a little bit deeper self-acceptance.
Hey, everybody, Trace Hobson here. And if you are new to our podcast, then you might have missed the opportunity to join our private podcast Facebook group. This is a group that so many of our members are loving. This private community is where you can go to ask deeper questions about the episodes and also receive additional bonus materials for you and your whole family system. So click on the Facebook link in the show notes of this episode, and then you'll be able to join the group and receive this incredible resource so that we can get started today.